Welcome to the Motivational Trainer, and today I want to know, where is your journey going to start? Is it going to start with you cutting out fast food? Is it going to start with you cutting out carbohydrates? Is it going to start with you waking up earlier? Is it going to start with you staying up a little later? Is it going to start with meditation? Is it going to start with changing your body from an acidic state to an alkaline state? So what is that change going to look like for you? And for everybody, it's a little different. But, you know, the main thing is that it starts, you know, and all you need is one start. You don't need to work on all of them at once. You know, that might overwhelm the body. But what you do want to do is start somewhere, because what that's going to do is build habits, healthy habits, and discipline. And that is what we leverage and we build off of those habits. It's like anything else. If you have bad habits, you're going to continue to have bad habits, and those bad habits are going to become the norm. And if you have good habits, you know, that's also going to become the norm. It's just compounding those good habits and getting a start. That's the hardest part with anything, is just ripping the Band-Aid and saying, today's that day. Today is the day that I'm no longer going to buy fast food. I'm going to forego the convenience of fast food to prepare my meals by myself, healthier meals that I can control, and that are going to be better for me in the long run. Because we all know fast food isn't good for you, and we still buy it. You know, that's one of the craziest things of life. You know, we sacrifice our health for the convenience of something that we know has no nutritional value and isn't going to feed our body the nutrients it needs for us to be able to sustain life for a prolonged period of time. That's just one of many examples. You know, what we put in our body plays a major impact in it. Alcohol is another one. It's no surprise to anybody that consuming alcohol is a bad thing for you. It says it on the label. It will tell you exactly on the label that it is not going to be a good, healthy decision for your body if you consume alcohol. You know, alcohol is a substance that affects every organ of the body in a negative way. There's no health benefits that alcohol. There's no good things about alcohol. Yeah, it could be good in social aspects if you're looking to unwind and de-stress a little bit, but it doesn't get to the root cause of that stress. It doesn't find the reason behind that stress, and it doesn't eliminate that reason. It just covers it up for a little bit. And unless you can get to the root of the evil and figure out what is causing that stress, then it's just going to be there waiting for you the next day you wake up. And, you know, if it's alcohol, you're going to wake up the next day not feeling in a good state. You're going to feel lethargic. You're going to feel sick, hungover, headaches. All those things come with drinking alcohol. But some still choose to do so. So those are things that we can instantly avoid putting in our body, because you control what goes in your mouth. And that gives you a lot of power. You just now have to get past the mental aspect of it, thinking that for whatever reason, it's okay to do that. You know, stop making excuses for yourself. Stop saying, you know, it's just this one time. When you got to go cold turkey with it, you go cold turkey. And that's why I don't suggest you go cold turkey with it all. I suggest you pick one. Pick one vice or pick one good thing. So say you're not ready to eliminate fast food or alcohol from your diet. Well, the other part of the time, when you're not putting that bad substance in your body, what good substances are you putting in your body? Are you filling it with nutrition? Are you filling it with good fats? Are you filling it with good proteins? Are you filling it with vegetables and fruits? I'm a big believer in limiting the carbs. You know, carbs are an inflammatory substance. When they break down into a sugar. So I don't particularly like carbs. I react a little differently to carbs. I don't have the energy level I do when I'm on a more protein leaf-based diet when I have carbs. And that might be you. But do you know yourself well enough to make that statement? It's fair enough for me to say I know what makes my body operate a certain way. Do you even know? Are you in tune enough with your body to put it in a state where you're going to be successful, or put it in a state where you're not supporting your organs, you're not supporting health, you're not promoting a healthy lifestyle, you're not promoting growth? Do you even know what makes that happen for you? And that's really where it starts. That's where the journey begins. The journey begins is trial and error. You know, everybody's a little different. Everyone's chemistry is a little different. But there are certain things that we know are going to affect us negatively. We know fast food is going to affect us negatively. We know alcohol is going to affect us negatively. What we don't know, though, is what type of foods we're going to flourish on. It's obvious. Yeah, you can eat broccoli. You can eat leafy greens. If that's not your thing, then that's fine. But there's got to be one or two of them. You know, maybe you don't like broccoli, but maybe kale would be okay. Maybe Brussels sprouts. Maybe preparing them a different way. Maybe using more good fats than genetically engineered margarine. Things like that that aren't going to add nutrition to your body. They're just going to fill a void. So part of the journey is becoming in tune with you and understanding you. Are you somebody that doesn't wake up early? Are you somebody who goes to bed late and that's when you're most productive? That's fine. Whatever way you guys go about it, that's what we're looking to do with the motivational trainer. We're looking to work with your strengths as we transition the weaknesses. But it's got to start somewhere. And that's always the hardest part. The hardest part is always figuring out what's that thing that I'm going to do today. And can I do it tomorrow and the next day? And the next thing, you can. You absolutely can. It's more of a mind thing than anything else. But the beautiful thing about it is once you get your mind on board and once you get your mind working for you and you develop a palate and habits for all these other good things, then they become the norm. And that's what the training aspect of the program is, guys. The training aspect of you've been living 30, 40, 50 years unhealthy. And you've been living 20, 30, 40, 50 years unaware of what's currently going on with you. Let's get somebody in that's going to keep you honest. Let's get somebody in there that's going to talk to you on a daily basis and ensure that you're building these good habits. Because it's not something that you have to do. The training program's not a year long. You know, it's not the same program. We don't want the same exact program for a year long because we're not growing. But what we do want to do is initially get off to a good start and get good, healthy habits in your favor. And then we can build off, and that's when we can really make a lot of impact in our lives. So if this sounds like something interesting to you guys, please get on my calendar. It's a 30-minute call to see if we're a good match for each other and if my program is in line with what you want. Leave me a review. Always love the reviews. 5 stars are great because it helps folks find us who also might need a little help getting in the right direction. And give me a thumbs up. So it was great talking to everybody today. I hope I talked to you in a more streamlined one-on-one through my calendar. And at the very least, there'll be another podcast tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.